The problem of infinities is still with us, but it is a problem for the final theory, not for a low-energy approximation like the standard model. As a result of this reappraisal of the problem of infinities, we now think that the field equations of the standard model are not of the very simple type that would be renormalizable, but that they actually contain every conceivable term that is consistent with the symmetries of the theory. But then we must explain why the old renormalizable quantum field theories, like the simplest versions of quantum electrodynamics or the standard model, worked so well. The reason, we think, can be traced to the fact that all the terms in the field equations, apart from the very simple renormalizable terms, necessarily appear in these equations divided by powers of something like the Planck energy. The effect of these terms on any observed physical process would then be proportional to powers of the ratio of the energy of the process to the Planck energy, a ratio perhaps as small as 1 part in 1,000,000,000,000. This is such a tiny number that naturally no such effect has been detected. In other words, the condition of renormalizability that guided our thinking from the quantum electrodynamics of the 1940s to the standard model of the 1960s and 1970s was, for practical purposes, the right condition, though it was imposed for reasons that no longer seem relevant. This change in point of view has consequences of great potential importance. The standard model, in its simplest, renormalizable form, had certain accidental conservation laws over and above the really fundamental conservation laws that follow from the symmetries of special relativity and from the internal symmetries that dictate the existence of the photon, W and Z particles, and gluons. Among these accidental conservation laws are the conservation of quark number, the total number of quark minus the total number of antiquarks, and lepton number, the total number of electron and neutrinos and related particles minus the total number of their antiparticles. When we list all the possible terms in the field equations that would be consistent with the fundamental symmetries of the standard model and the condition of renormalizability, we find that there is no term in the field equations that could violate these conservation laws. It is the conservation of quark and lepton number that prevents processes like the decay of the three quarks in a proton into a positron and a photon, and thus it is this conservation law that ensures the stability of ordinary matter. But we now think that the complicated non-renormalizable terms in the field equations that could violate the conservation of quark and lepton number are really present, but just very small. These small terms in the field equations would make the proton decay,